and Meehan. East Coast FM. The Garda Review on East Coast FM.
Now we're joined on the line by Sergeant John Fitzpatrick, who's based in Bray Garda Station, looking at various Garda-related stories around the county right now. Good morning to you, John. Nice to talk to you again.
Good morning to you, Declan, and Happy New Year to both you and to all your listeners.
Thank you very much indeed. Hey, you know, seeing the story about a grenade found on the Arklow Beach last year, it sort of puzzled me. I said, well, how long is it there? And then you sort of wonder to yourself, you know, why did nobody ever find it before? And of course, how dangerous was it? Tell us about this grenade.
Yeah, well, I suppose these things are, how dangerous is it? These things are always a risk, and that's it. You don't know the risk, and they can stay live for decades, you know. And luckily, last Saturday, an eagle-eyed walker on the beach, in O'Reilly Beach in Arklow, spotted the device in the afternoon, contacted the guards in Arklow. They arrived and cordoned off the scene. And really, our function in these type of situations is just to keep people safe, cordon off the scene, and then contact the Army EOD team. That's the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team. And it's up to them then. They're the real experts. Now, they did arrive and actually carried out a controlled explosion, and then they deemed the area safe again. So the area was sealed off for 5 hours, 5.5 hours. We opened up the beach again at 7:30. So there were, you know, there wasn't any risk to anybody, but it is right and proper to contact the Gardaí in situations like that, so then we can get the protocols in relation to the Army and make sure that there is no risk to the public and keep people safe.
Who found it?
Actually, I don't have the gentleman's details, but I would say thank you to that person for contacting us and for making the call. And it's not too unusual, Declan, to get calls like this. Certainly, I've attended a number of them over years, both in Bray and further afield, where people find the items, say, in their attic or in a garden or in a shed or that type of stuff. Sometimes people collect them or whatever, and, you know, they can turn up in the most unusual places, as has been evidenced, you know, even on the beach when you're out walking.
Yeah, so they're turning up. They'll probably go back to where the War of Independence and, you know, activity back 100 years ago.
Yeah, that happens too, actually. You're right. That does happen where you find caches of weapons and that type of stuff. And they do go back to either both the Civil War and the War of Independence. And I suppose the problem is with those, there is still a risk involved because perhaps there's been degradation of the metals involved or that type of stuff. So there is always a risk. And so if you do come across anything like that, old firearms, whatever, and you are not sure, do please contact your local Garda station in the county, whichever station is closest to you. And then we will put the procedure in place just to ascertain that everything is above board and safe, you know.
Yeah, I've heard stories of things like this being decommissioned and, you know, and people have them and they have them as collector items, but there's no danger because there's nothing of danger contained wherein, you know, they have been looked after as such.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose the thing just about that, generally people that collect these items are clued in, but to make sure that you're dealing with someone that knows what they're doing, a firearms dealer or something like that around the county, that can actually make it safe and make it sure there is no risk to you that it is decommissioned properly. But you're right, that there is a, people have obviously, these things can be of historical interest and historical significance as well. So people, you know, have a legitimate interest in them, in collecting them for that reason.
Okay, so all's well that ends well and all that. It's
absolutely, yeah.
Sergeant John Fitzpatrick, you discovered some cannabis.
Yeah, well, our drugs team in Bray have been busy in North Wicklow and following concerns raised to us about drug dealing, a rise in drug dealing in the North Bray area. And again, last Saturday, this was January 6th, Gardaí intercepted a van and they stopped the mail in the van and they found €10,000 worth of cannabis, €10,500 worth of cannabis, and actually it was all ready to go. It was made up into deals. It was obvious that this gentleman had intended to supply it and sell it around the Bray area. So he's been arrested. He was detained in Bray Garda Station and interviewed for the illegal sale of drugs. And he will appear before the Bray Court next week. And that's part of our ongoing work in relation to combating illegal sale and supply of drugs, in the county and in Northern Bray. And we have had a recent arrest where two gentlemen were arrested last month. Again, €14,000 worth of cocaine was seized. So if people contact us, we can intercept these drug dealers who are making money and spreading misery in the county, and we will certainly investigate, and we can get good results in relation to it.
Yeah, and we've heard that there is often drug-related intimidation with families and even, not the person themselves, but the greater family unit.
Yeah, this is a big problem. This is something I've had to deal with personally quite a lot over the last year or decade, and it surprised me how widespread it is and very, very underreported. And as you said, the problem is somebody in the family gets in trouble. They have a drug addiction problem and they run up a drug debt. And what happens is then the drug debt then is a punitive interest is applied. And obviously the person that has been buying the drug, the addict or the person with the addiction problem, can't afford to pay. So then the family members or the extended family are intimidated into paying over, to paying that person's debt. And that can take the guise of, damaging property, damaging vehicles, threats to people, that type of stuff. And it's very serious and can have devastating effects on families. And I suppose I just wanted to reassure people that we can deal with their complaints of drug-related intimidation, and we can provide people who are caught up in this situation with advice. And we will do so with the utmost safety and effective means to afford either the person themselves or indeed their wider family who are subject to the threats, the best level of security and advice and support that we can give them. So I kind of wanted to get that message out for the new year that this is a problem and it goes hand in hand with the drug trade, unfortunately. But we are there and we can support people. And please, if you find yourself in this situation, do contact your local Garda station and they can direct you to the right people then.
Yeah, sometimes the intimidation is so frightening, it's...
Yeah, it is, and that's how it works. And often what I find, Declan, is people are afraid to come forward to us because they're intimidated, but also they're fearful that because maybe their son or their daughter or their family member is involved, has a drug addiction problem, they're afraid that not only are they going to bring attention to themselves, but they're going to get that person in trouble in relation to their drug issue. I just want to reassure people that our priority is always in relation to drug-related intimidation is the safety of the family and the safety of the people that are making the complaint to us. And where we do get reports in, we actually have had very good success, where we've had achieved sentences of people getting 10 years in prison in a case not too long ago. So we do get good success when we have cooperation and people come forward and help us. The reason that these criminals are so successful in relation to the drug-related intimidation is because people are afraid to come forward and they're fearful that they might be landing themselves in trouble with ourselves. I said, my message is no, we are here to support people, offer them advice, security, and we can get good results. So please do, if you find yourself in that situation, do seek support from Frobisher Corner.
Okay. I don't expect you to know the individual case, but in general, I've got a query here from Paul. Hi, Declan. Can you ask the sergeant with you regarding the parking outside the church? This particular one he's highlighting is Arklow on double yellow lines at mass times. Can something be done about this? So it's the... people have a perception maybe that Gardaí turn a blind eye to parking in double yellow lines during times like mass or going to school or whatever, things like that.
Yeah, well, the double yellow line, it's a prohibition on parking 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but what I will do is I certainly will feed that back to the station party in Arklow and ask them can they pay attention if they think there's an issue there. And by all means, that listener Paul could feed it back. But no, there's absolutely no blind eye. in relation to any particular day of the week or any particular function that's going on. As I said, it's a prohibition on parking 24 hours a day, and it's there for a reason. It's because if you park where there's a WDO line, you are going to cause some obstruction, and that's why the lines are in place there in the first place.
Okay, fair enough. And another one that we saw actually on the Bolton Glass and District Discussion Forum, person on that just wanted to tell everyone to be cautious. There was somebody going around stealing kerosene oil from tanks, and this particular person said they got about 400 litres stolen, which is a fair few quid.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a significant loss, all right, to 400 litres, Declan, you're right. And I suppose it's like everything. You don't miss it till you're gone. And there are simple steps you can take. I mean, you can padlock the top of your tank is one easy step. You can get an alarmed padlock as well. So if somebody does interfere, not only is the interior of the padlock, that will alarm and draw your attention to it. The other thing you can get is a device that monitors the depth of the oil or the kerosene in your tank. And what it does, it'll send an alert to you if there's a sudden drop in the kerosene. In other words, if somebody's siphoning it out, it'll send an alert to you and let you know. And they're probably all things that are worth considering. As we know, that the price of these type of fuels is only going up and up and up. And, you know, 400 litres is a big loss. And there are some things you certainly can consider. And obviously, the people in that locality, if you see anyone unusual or see people that are siphoning or you think it's suspicious, absolutely call your local Garda station.
Very good. Any other business, John, before we wrap up?
No, that's it. Just wanted to say we have had a lot, unfortunately, of road deaths this year already, Declan, on our roads. And just urge people just to drive safely over the weekend. Drive within the weather conditions and the road conditions that are ahead of them.
Indeed, yeah. Hopefully it doesn't get colder again. It's still a bit cold out there, and hopefully we won't get that ice. But to be careful out there on the road. You never know what's around the corner with the black
ice. Absolutely,
and things like that. Very good. Good to talk to you, John. Thank you very much indeed. Good morning
to you.
Thank you, Duncan. Thank you.
Bye.
And that is Sergeant John Fitzpatrick, who'd be here every Friday looking at matters to do with the Gardaí and crime on the programme. It's the Morning Show at East Coast.
The Garda Review on East Coast FM.